Welcome back to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox. I'm your host, Cindy Sheehan. Well, the Soapbox People's Network is getting off the ground, and that's at cindysheehansoapbox.com. And today we will talk to two of our new podcasters, Anthony Frieda and John Gold, who have both signed on to have their own soapboxes. And at the end of the show, I'll tell you how you can have your own podcast. And Cindy Sheehan Soapbox, we're happy to help you with the tools to be able to build your own soapbox. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Anthony Frieda. Our first guest on Cindy Sheehan Soapbox is our soapbox friend, Anthony Frieda. Anthony is an artist and political ranter. Anthony Frieda, welcome back to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox.
Thanks, Cindy. Pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you so much. And we just, on the Soapbox, started the Soapbox People's Network. And we wanted to be a place where, to give people opportunity to have their own soapbox. We know how corrupt and partisan the corporate media is, and the one thing I think that we, the people, have that could be effective towards a revolution is the internet, is our ability to connect with each other. And so the People Soapbox Network put, the Soapbox People's Network, sorry, put out a call for people to join our soapbox with podcasts or articles or vlogs or whatever people want to do. And you answered that call. So can you tell our listeners about your a little bit about your show, and when can we expect to be able to start enjoying it?
Well, I want to thank you for the opportunity. And you're right. The internet is this incredible, you know, democratization of information that we have now. It gives us a leveraged power against the top-down media. So one person with a voice can be a counter to this massive media machine that's worth billions of dollars. So it's an incredible time in human history, and we have to take advantage of it. We're fools if we don't. And I believe, you know, eventually they're going to kind of incrementally try to shut us down because they don't like us out here. They don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like people questioning their official narrative about anything. And it just, we really are just a craw on their side. And, I'm just an artist. I don't have all the answers, but I got a lot of questions. And my main question is to the world, why should we trust the same intelligence agencies, the same media, the same political actors who are in power now? Well, we know for a fact that they lied to us about the pretext that brought us into the Iraq War. A million dead Iraqis, 10,000 American dead. I mean, your poor son. I mean, it's just over completely fabricated evidence and unquestioned at the time by the media, just parroted and promoted by the puppet mainstream media. So why should we trust these same people? Did they really just decide to stop lying to us after Iraq?
Right.
And that's, I mean, to me, that's, and I keep asking people that question, I never get an answer. Everybody just, they'll turn on CNN. There's Wolf Blitzer, you know, former AIPAC lobbyist. And here's his, you know, band of government, ex-military guys, yeah. Same people. They trot them out, you know, and, I always thought people didn't like being lied to, but what I found is that people just don't like being lied to by people from another party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay that Hillary helped lie us into that war, that Biden helped lie us into that war, that Kerry helped lie us into the war. That's fine, because they're Democrats, Cindy.
Right.
It's good when they lie. It's only bad when Republicans lie about why they sent American kids to die. So we need to, I just say question everything. You know, I mean, I'm all about putting uncomfortable truths out there and ideas that question the mainstream narrative in every context. I do with my art, and I do with my political commentary, and that's what we're going to be doing on this show. And if you like being lied to, don't come to this show. That's all I can say. I'm going to try to do it with some humor, too. You know, I have a very special guest lined up, Dr. Henry Kissinger. The revered Dr. Henry Kissinger will be on our show. And someone once said, when Kissinger got the Nobel Peace Prize, that political satire died on that day.
Uh-huh.
And I love that line. It's true. But, you know, I want to answer some questions. You know, this, we all know him. He's the guy who brought us the corporate bomb.
Are you serious? You got Henry Kissinger?
Actually, my friend, a good friend of mine does an amazing Henry Kissinger presentation. So we have we got to do some scripted things like that. He's going to call in, and I'm going to kind of ask the wonderful Mr. Kissinger, you know, I don't know how many people you killed today, or, you know, questions like that. It's amazing to me that this guy, you know, gets a Nobel Peace Prize. He's 3 million people died in China because of his murderous rampage, and he's still informing our foreign policy, and he's still held up on a pedestal. General Petraeus said he's his hero. You know, it's we live in a perverse world where sociopaths and psychopaths determine our foreign policy, and we just let them get away with it. Well, I'm not going to let them get away with it. I know you are not going to let them get away with it. And
never.
And this is what it's about: is questioning these authority and questioning why we give them this power. And there's obviously no shortage of material. I mean, it's been a slow summer for political commentators like us, I know.
Yeah, but, right. There's not
nothing going on.
I'm going to ask you a question about the truth. You know, I wrote a book, oh gosh, now it's been about 5 years ago, called Myth America, The 20 Greatest Myths of the Robber Class and the Case for Revolution. And I was in Kentucky giving a little book talk about that. And one of the chapters was like, all conspiracies are, something about conspiracies. And of course, like you said, the Democrats will be happy to believe that Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Rice and all those bastards lied to get us into Iraq. Some of them still think that Afghanistan was a justified war. But when it comes to 9/11, they totally believe the official story. And they think if you don't believe the official story about 9/11, then you are a crazy conspiracy theorist. And so this one guy told me, well, yeah, Cindy, next thing I know, you'll be saying aliens did 9/11. You know, it's so ridiculous. Well, but I was like, totally, you, what do you think about the Bush administration? Do you believe that they ever told us the truth? But all of a sudden, they're telling the complete and absolute truth about 9/11?
Yeah, they're like, you know, it's funny. What woke me up, really, was I got an assignment from the Village Voice to do an illustration about the then-nascent 9/11 truth movement. Mm-hmm. And I went in thinking, this is going to be fun. These guys are all lunatics, you know.
Right.
I saw 9/11 happen, you know, from my apartment in New York City, and I was filled with rage and you know, as every American was. So I went in there thinking these guys are nuts,
right?
And I was going to do something making fun of them, and then I started doing research for the illustration, and I'm listening to, you know, ex-military, you know, ex-CIA. I'm listening to pilots, listening to architects, engineers, physicists, you know, political historians, intelligence officers from all over the world. And these people are very sober, very articulate, very intelligent people who know how things really work, okay? They don't just turn on CNN to find out what's going on.
Right.
They know from behind the scenes how things work. They know the history of false flags. They know that pretty much every war we ever had is based upon a false pretext to manipulate our sense of patriotism and to get us to hate the enemy so they can pave the way for an invasion or an occupation or just a bombing campaign. And it's nothing new. I mean, it goes back to, you know, the beginning of time. Every government's done it. So to me, it's just, you know, kind of the default position is to not trust them.
Prove, right.
You know, because
that's mine too.
Yeah, well, but that's a sober, logical, rational position to take when you're dealing with people that you can prove, without a doubt, have lied to us about the most serious things they could possibly lie to us about. The most serious breaches of the public trust. The worst thing you could do with a person of power is lie about why you send the people of your own country to die, okay? There's nothing worse you can do. And we know they did that. So why should we trust them? Mm-hmm. It makes no sense. If they'll do that, they'll do anything. There's nothing above them. There's nothing that they won't resort to maintain their own power, to maintain their own narcissistic and psychopathic vision of where they should be in the world.
Do you remember a few days after 9/11 when George Bush said, "I don't want to hear any crazy conspiracy theories"?
Oh yeah, that was a calculated.
And I was like, "Well, it must be a conspiracy then, if George Bush is telling us he doesn't want to hear anything about our theories."
Yeah, you can watch that video. He's looking side to side. Like, he looks so shifty. It's yeah. bizarre. Well, listen, let's talk about conspiracy theories. Like, when I started doing this kind of the artwork I do now, I was commenting on Big Brother, the militarization of the police, the NSA is spying on everything you do. Everybody said I was nuts. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't spy on everything you do. They need a warrant. They don't listen to your emails. Obama said it. They don't,
naive.
They don't read your phone call, phone calls, your emails, they're not spying on you, you're crazy, you're paranoid. Well, it turns out it's all true. It turns out they are militarizing the police. It turns out they are building a police state. It turns out they are taking our rights away from us. At the same time, they give themselves more power, give the police more weapons, and they build this high-tech infrastructure of a surveillance network to enslave us in a high-tech, a new kind of tech prison that's being erected all around us. That's billions of dollars that we're paying for. So was that a conspiracy theory? Used to be. So to me, what I've found over the last 15 years is that yesterday's conspiracy theory is today's reality. And so you can say all you want, 9/11 truth's a conspiracy. We have unanswered questions. They haven't answered a lot of them. And you can just throw out that term conspiracy theorist. It doesn't make the truth go away. We're not going away. We're not going to stop asking these questions. I know I'm not. I say I know you're not. And I know people who have integrity and people who are objective and people who are not satisfied with just believing known liars are going to dig deeper. And thank God there's people like you. Thank God there's people out there. And those are the people I'm going to have on my show. I'm going to have people that are questioning the official narrative. And there's nothing wrong with asking questions. They can throw all the names at us they want. They can make fun of us because that's all they have. They have nothing. They like I say, you think you understand the world because Wolf Blitzer told you the way it is?
Right.
You haven't done your homework, and we have. So after you've done some investigation, make up your own mind. I want to point people in different directions, have them look at evidence, look at people who are serious people. These are not lunatics. They don't have tinfoil hats. I just took mine off. It's over there. But, there's nothing wrong with asking questions.
Right. So, Anthony, and the name of your show?
The name is Free to Rants, because maybe you could tell, or maybe you're not, but my friends started calling me Ranthony because we go out and I'd be doing what I do. And, So I figured you might as well run with that. And that's been my nickname. So we'll go with that.
Well, we're looking forward to the show here at the Soapbox People's Network, Ranthony. We're looking forward to having a closer collaboration with you. And like you said, they're trying to very... deviously take away our internet freedom. So while we have it, we have to, use it and exercise it and not allow them to take away another one of our freedoms from us. So Anthony, Frieda, thank you so much for being on Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox and a comrade on the network.
Thank you, comrade. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, talk to you soon, Anthony. Have a great day, great weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye. Our next guest on Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox is our very good friend, John Gold. John Gold is a 9/11 truth activist. John Gold, welcome back to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox.
Thank you, Cindy, for having me on.
Well, thank you. And we're very pleased to announce for the Soapbox People's Network that you are doing a regular podcast for the Soapbox People's Network called We Were Lied To About 9/11. And I want you to tell me about the show, but I also want you to tell me about the controversy you had with one of our friends about the name of the show and why we agree, you and I agree, that it's a perfect name for your show.
Well, the reason that I'm having my show, for years, you know, many people in the 9/11 truth movement thought that they knew exactly what happened on 9/11, who was ultimately responsible, and I was one of those people. And eventually, I came to realize that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know all of the information. You know, as a movement, we don't have power of subpoena. We don't have the ability to call people to testify under oath. I mean, it's very difficult to get to the truth as an activist.
Right.
But one thing I do know very well is the fact that we were lied to about 9/11, about a great many things concerning the 9/11 attacks. And, you know, I look at 9/11 as a crime and not an act of war.
Right.
And as with every crime, there are suspects for that crime. And, you know, along with people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, elements within our government and other governments have more than earned the title of suspect for the crime of 9/11. And I was actually talking to somebody yesterday, and I have very little doubt that if 9/11 was ever allowed into a courtroom, that we could make the case very easily that there was criminal complicity on the parts of our government and so forth, but we're not in that situation. So anyway, instead of the phrase 9/11 was an inside job,
that was scary.
I much prefer.
Are you channeling Alex Jones? Don't do that on my show.
Is that who I was doing? Okay. I figured the message, you know, the truth of the matter is we were lied to about 9/11. And that's a simple truth. It's a simple statement. And, you know, most polls over the years show that a majority of people agree essentially with that statement. So that's kind of what I want people to start, you know, learning, is that we were lied to about 9/11. I want people to start learning about the 9/11 Commission, the ridiculousness of the 9/11 Commission, the corruption and compromise that we had in each of the investigations that we had. And anyway, you mentioned the name of the show. Somebody, I'm not going to mention their name, told me that it would be better PR if I didn't have the title, or I didn't have the word 9/11 or the phrase 9/11 in the title.
Okay.
Because everybody wants to stay away from the issue. You know, people like Chris Hedges and others, Glenn Greenwald, they won't want to come on the show because the title and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But it's the message that I've been trying to convey for years. So it made perfect sense to me to just call the show We Were Lied To About 9/11.
And it's your thing. It's definitely your catchphrase. But should we, like, be afraid of controversial topics? Should we be afraid of the truth and being in people's faces about these kinds of things?
No. I mean, can you imagine the idea of seeking truth, accountability, and justice as being a bad thing?
Right.
I mean, in whose world does that make sense?
Well, and, you know, the likelihood of Glenn Greenwald or Chris Hedges coming on a show that's exploring the truth about 9/11 is pretty low anyway. But, you know, there's after, what was that now, 13 years ago almost?
Yep.
Of unanswered questions.
Right. Well, the family members, after the 9/11 report was released, the 9/11 Family Steering Committee posted on their website a list of unanswered questions from the 9/11 Commission. Then, and you could still access those, by the way, and I don't remember their website off the top of my head. Okay. I think it's 9/11IndependentCommission.com.
Uh-huh.
But in September of 2006, two of the Jersey girls, Lori Van Alken and Mindy Kleinberg, released the report that showed how poorly the 9/11 Commission answered their questions. So for years, there have been unanswered questions. There have been omissions of information. You know, there have been spinning of information and all kinds of things. But I don't remember where we're going with this, but.
Well, it's just that. There are still, I think there is still a quote-unquote market for a show called We Were Lied To About 9/11.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, I'm not going to, none of the guests that I have on, I'm not going to make them say, you better believe 9/11 was an inside job or
right.
or anything like that. I want to talk to people that are, number one, familiar with the lies of 9/11, but eventually I'm going to want to have guests that are not on the side of, you know, whatever you want to call it, 9/11 truth advocacy or advocacy for 9/11 justice and so on. So it's not going to be a show like that. It's going to be a show about trying to educate people because learning about 9/11 is an extremely hard and daunting task. There's just so much information out there. There's so much bad information out there. So I want to try to help people navigate through that information. And that's basically why I'm having the show, other than the fact that you asked me to do it.
Well, tell us about, you do have one show in the, you know, the proverbial can right now, and it will be along with this Cindy Sheehan Soapbox, it will be on the newsletter for Sunday. So tell our listeners about the show you already did and how often will you be doing your podcast?
Well, the first show that I had was with Jenna Orkin. And Jenna was one of the first people that started to question what the EPA was telling New Yorkers about the air and water quality in New York City and down around Ground Zero. And the reason was because her son went to a school that was in that area. So she was concerned. So she took it upon herself to start researching. And she started this organization, the World Trade Center Environmental Organization. And she testified in front of Congress and all kinds of things. And She changed my life because when I first heard her speak in September 2004, I had no idea about the environmental impact of 9/11. Literally, I was clueless, and probably the reason was that the corporate media just wasn't telling us about it. And when I heard these horrible lies telling New Yorkers that the air was safe to breathe, that the water was safe to drink, that responders shouldn't be wearing the respirators because it might scare the public, that the White House directed the EPA's lies with regards to the environmental impact, and one of the reasons was because they wanted to reopen Wall Street, because money is more important than people.
Right.
Anyway, when I heard her speak, it literally changed my life. And as a result of talking to her, I started to pay special attention to the 9/11 first responders and the faith that they were going with. And then I started holding fundraisers. I mean, I would never have gotten involved with the 9/11 first responders with the 9/11 first responders, if not for Jenna. So she was my first guest, and that's essentially what we talked about, was the environmental impact of 9/11. And one of the things that Jenna did, if I had any barriers at the time that I heard her speak that I had a hard time hurdling over, as far as the notion that elements within our government would be more than capable of killing Americans or putting Americans in harm's way, she obliterated that barrier. So, anyway, that was my first show.
Well, in the few minutes that we have remaining, you know, you always put in the morning, I think your first status update is usually, "Good morning, we were lied to about 9/11. Have a nice day." And oftentimes I write, "We were lied to about everything." But so tell my listeners, our listeners, what's so important about getting to the bottom of 9/11? Since we were, 9/11 wasn't the first false flag or whatever you want to call it. It wasn't it's not going to be the last one, and it wasn't the last one. I mean, there have been many that have been less dramatic than what happened on 9/11. But what in your opinion, is the most important thing to getting to the bottom of 9/11 and getting the truth out there?
Well, there are two things that are really important. The family members deserve real truth, accountability, and justice for what happened to their loved ones on 9/11. I mean, these are the people that have had to watch the names of their loved ones used to do all of the horrible things that have been done in the name of 9/11. And those things are still happening today. I mean, the militarization of the police was a direct result of 9/11. I just read today that, you know, they provided $34 billion worth of grants to police departments to be able to buy, you know, the stuff that they got. And, you know, today I'm reading that ISIS is more of a threat than Al-Qaeda was before 9/11.
Right. I read that today, too.
And they can use 9/11 to stir the fear. And the only reason that they can do that is because we allow them to get away with the fact that they lied about 9/11. So basically, when you expose the truth about 9/11, when you expose the fact that we were lied to about 9/11, it takes away the justification for all of our loss of civil liberties, for all of the occupations and wars that are going on in the name of 9/11 or in the name of terrorism in general. It takes away their 9/11 playing card, essentially. And that's extremely important because, you know, they say history is written by the winners. And with regards to 9/11, we just cannot allow that to happen.
Right.
No matter the cost. We can't allow that to happen.
Well, John Gold, your show, We Were Lied To About 9/11, is on the Soapbox People's Network. And we're very excited that you are joining us and presenting this topic, and I'm sure that despite the name of the show, it will be a huge hit on Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox.
Well, let's hope so, and thank you very much.
Okay, John Gold, thank you for being on Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox, and we'll talk to you soon, probably like within seconds. Okay, bye, John.
Bye.
Dee Dee, say bye, John.
Bye, John.
Bye, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee Miller, our production assistant. Okay, John, talk to you later. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye. That was our show for today. As always, I hope you were informed and inspired. If you would like to have your own soapbox or contribute to the Soapbox People's Network in any way, please email me at cindysheehansoapbox@gmail.com. As always, I'd like to thank my wonderful engineer, Don DeBar, my production assistant, Dee Dee Miller, our guests for today, John Gold and Anthony Frieda, and you for listening and supporting the show. You've been listening to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox. I'm Cindy Sheehan. Peace out for now.